Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Hello, Lucas.
Hello, how you doing?
AKA Pickle Darling, beaming in all the way from Christchurch. How's it going and what's happening in Christchurch?
I'm good. I'm just being very sweaty. I just came back from a walk. It's very hot, very sweaty.
Are you, whereabouts in Christchurch are you? Are you like near a hill or are you in the flat part of Christchurch?
I feel like it's all flat unless you're on the hill. I'm in Sydenham, if anyone knows where that is.
I feel like I should, but
I guess no one knows.
How's it all going? People may know you as Pickle Darling. You've had a bunch of songs on playlist here at BFM, and the program director here suggested you for a Friday Live. What's been in the works? Have you been recording and putting out new music, or are you just about to hit the road for summer? What's happening on the Pickle Darling calendar?
I'm mostly, because I put out a record earlier this year and did a tour and stuff, so I'm mostly just like, I've almost finished another album. I don't know when it's going to come out, but I think it's almost finished. And I'm also just recording a bunch of covers and just doing music kind of just for myself. I don't really have any big plans at the moment. It's just doing music for fun.
Are you like a one-stop shop? Are you recording everything at home?
Much.
Do you have like a studio or something where you do it all?
I have one microphone. That's my studio. And I've had the same mic stand for like 5 years and it's falling apart, so I kind of have to like use my foot to hold it up sometimes. It's pretty, it's very poor.
But also quite exciting. Is that me? Or you? Oh, no, that's the other studio. Hang on, sorry, I'll turn that down. Could you hear that on your end?
Yeah, no, turn it up. See what they're up to.
Caitlin, don't party in there. okay. I've been through. Oh, no, I just turned your mic off, Caitlin. You there?
Hello. Did you leave
yes,
my mic on?
I left your mic on. I've just left everyone's mic on.
I started scheduling.
Myself included.
Oh, people just got a little sneak peek of a show coming up this weekend, didn't they?
There you go.
Spoilers, guys, come on.
Now, you mentioned that you've done a couple of covers. Tell us about those.
I'm kind of just like, at the moment, trying to return to how I fell in love with music in the first place. And I think I spend a lot of time not taking music that seriously and just like, I just like, when I'm at home and trying to relax, I just play songs that I like and sing them alone in my room. So I'm kind of just doing that, which has been fun. So I did a cover of Torn, which was fun.
Which I think might be on playlist at the moment.
I think it is.
Yes.
Which is very generous of you. Because the first thing I ever put out was a EP of like Beatles covers that I used to, and I used that recording project to like teach myself how to sing, and failed obviously, but that's out there online that I put out like I think 6 years ago, and it's pretty terrible, but that's, I feel like doing covers and arranging them is kind of where I got my start in recording. Mm-hmm.
Do you find that learning someone else's song is good for your own songwriting and sort of technical ability?
Yeah, I think so, because the original version is already out there, so you can focus all your efforts on arranging, which I think is like what is my favorite thing to do. Usually when you're writing your own song, you just get the song down and then you don't really try anything super creative with it, because I don't know, there isn't like a standard version of it that already exists, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
I like doing covers because you can just exercise a different part of your brain and it's kind of low stakes.
Nice. Now, you've recorded a couple of songs for us live at home. Should we play one of those and then we'll come back and have a little bit of a yarn about, I know you've got one microphone at home, but you can tell us about your process for recording these, because you turn them out, you turn them around pretty quickly. So
yeah,
I was very impressed.
Just a warning to everyone. I was under the impression that we were supposed to fake it and pretend I was actually in the studio and do it live.
I mean, this is kind of cool. I mean, this is if this is just a one-take wonder.
Yeah, so they are essentially one take.
Yep.
And I used the first take, even though I sang them kind of badly. But yeah, that's why.
Oh, it's cool. Well, what would you like to start with? We've got Laundromat or A Deep Breath?
Maybe play A Deep Breath.
Okay.
I think that's the worst one. And then play Laundromat after.
Start crap and then go out on a high. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right, let's play this. And we'll be back with Pickle Darling very shortly. Pickle Darling, A Deep Breath, One Take Wonder for Friday Live here on 95BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog. Lucas, tell us about your plans for summer and what you got on the horizon.
I think mostly my plans for the summer is just chill out and do as little as possible and finish off this album that I've got in the works. And I'm also doing a soundtrack that I've been working on for like the last 2 years for a game called Shelf Life that I have no idea when it's going to come out, but I'm
how
doing
many
the
hours
for it.
How many hours of, I mean, I guess, I don't know, like, is there what am I trying to say?
How much music
do you need to create for something like that?
It's hard to know because we're kind of writing it as we're making it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd imagine it might be, if it's something like 10 or so hours, that sounds like a lot of music, but most of it's just looping, you know?
Yes,
it's very repetitive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's hard to say, but I'm enjoying it.
Do you get a bit of time actually with the game to check it out, like to watch it and play it?
Yeah, because it's kind of, like, it's all, like, we're all a group of friends. It's a team of us making it. So we kind of meet up and show each other what we're working on and bounce ideas around. And I get to see the game plan, the concept art and all that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very collaborative.
Nice.
It's called Shelf Life.
And Shelf Life?
Yeah.
It's the name
about
of the game?
An art student. Sort of a coming-of-age story, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are we going to see you up in Auckland at any point in the next 12 months? Any plans to come and play?
To be honest, I don't have any plans beyond, like, next week.
Okay.
So I don't have any tour plans yet because I was very tired after my last tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm just going to, like, take it easy, maybe not tour next year, and then just finish off the album and tour that the year after, I guess.
Excellent, excellent. Right, what can you tell us about Laundromat, which is the next tune we've got queued up?
It's kind of just a working title at the moment, and might be the name of the next album, possibly. It's a new song that's going to be on the new album, I guess. A proper recorded version that isn't just like a shitty one take. But yeah, so it's a new song that I'm premiering
on BFM. All right, Lucas, aka Pickle Darling, thank you very much for chatting to us this afternoon. People can keep an eye out for your music. Where's the best place to keep track of what's happening with Pickle Darling? Facebook, Bandcamp?
I pretty much just ignore Facebook, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I reckon either Twitter or Bandcamp. Probably okay. Bandcamp.
All right.
If you just want the music and you don't want to hear me talk shit.
Right. Awesome. Thank you very much, Lucas, aka Pickle Darling. Well, fingers crossed, hear some new studio music from you in the near future. Cheers, brother.
Yeah. Sweet. See ya.
I watch every person in the world place their love from the womb to the casket. Morning coffees and washing baskets. Let's go down. Let's collect, collect it, let's collect it. And when they're on the way to school at the bus stop and trading their numbers, cold and under the seagull slumbers, let's go down. Let's connect, connect it, let's connect it. Collect, collect it, let's collect it. I'm observing every person in the world and their love from the womb to the casket. Falls and coffees and washing baskets. Let's go down. Let's collect, collect it, let's collect it. Collect, collect it, let's collect it at the laundromat.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.